As we get into the celebration today, they say it's easier to grasp the gravity of Easter, the gravity of the resurrection, by first understanding the crucifixion. Easter carries greater significance after we fully understand Good Friday. The crucifixion drained all hope of those trusting in Jesus. But just 3 days later, the resurrection restored all hope to those trusting in Jesus. Wherever you may be today, whatever you may be going through today, God's desire is to restore your hope in Jesus. Allow God to restore your hope in Jesus this celebration, this Easter Sunday. Someone once said, the greatest gift of Easter is hope. So we've titled the message today, Hope Beyond the Grave. 1 Peter 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. But how can we have hope beyond the grave? The grave seems so final. The grave seems so hopeless. The grave seems so dark. About a month ago, our family lost our sweet Aunt Lucy. Aunt Lucy lived to be 100 years old, and she lived an incredible life. But in the end, at 100, Aunt Lucy just wanted to die. She didn't want things to end here, though, and just be over. She was ready. She was filled with hope that when this life wrapped up for her, she would enjoy the fulfillment of her hope in life everlasting. And so she went out believing in the resurrected Christ, knowing that she too would be resurrected and experience everlasting life. Lucy had a great hope, and she always talked about her big trip. As she got older, she would always talk about her big trip. That is when she would die and go to meet Jesus. And she told me for years, hey, when you do my memorial service, she said, try to say something nice about me. We have this incredible relationship where we bantered constantly back and forth all the days that I knew her. And I would tell her, Lucy, because I'm doing your memorial service, you can be sure that I will get the last word. And sure enough, I got the last word. And she went on her big trip, and we celebrated her departure. The Bible tells believers in the Lord Jesus Christ that we don't grieve as those without hope. We know that there is hope beyond the grave. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, but we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, those who have died, that you may not grieve as others who do not have hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. In Christ, we have hope. But what is hope? What is hope after all? Hope, according to the dictionary, the general consensus from all dictionary definitions is that hope is a feeling of expectation, a desire or wish for a certain thing to happen. But hope, according to the Bible, a biblical definition of hope, takes it one step further. Hope is an expectation with certainty. Hope is an expectation with certainty that God will do what he has said. And I hope you see the difference. One is a wish or desire. The other is a certainty or guarantee. Hope beyond the grave is a sermon of eternal promise. Promise for eternity and promise for now. Hope beyond the grave is a sermon of eternal promise. Why don't we go ahead and stand up as I read the primary passage of scripture that we'll be teaching from this morning. As you stand, we'll be reading Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. It says this, "But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, 'Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise.' And they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went away home, marveling at what had happened." You may be seated. Because of the three things in this passage, because we see three things in this passage, those trusting in Jesus can have hope. Number one, the first hope is the certainty of the resurrection. As believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we know that there is a resurrection, even as Christ has been resurrected. The certainty of the resurrection is made possible because Jesus was resurrected. Jesus suffered and died, but he was resurrected to life, incorruptible. Every day, I read the news of someone who has passed away. Local news, national news, people I've known, people I haven't known, but every day I read the news of someone who have passed away, and I always wonder, did they know Jesus? I always wonder to myself, did they know Jesus? Listen, we will all experience suffering, and we will all die one day. But if we are in Christ, we too will be resurrected to life incorruptible. Incorruptible. I love that word. That means that your resurrected life will be without all the hassles of this life. Anybody understand the hassles of this life? With your life resurrected incorruptibly, you won't suffer from sickness. You won't face difficulty. You won't have money problems or marriage problems. You won't have fears, anxieties, or traumas. There will be no drama in heaven. There will be no drama in the next life. Drama is a drag. Anybody agree with that? In eternity, no drama. Also, you won't be tempted to do wrong. You won't be hungry or lacking in any way. You will never be too cold or too warm. So I think that means there will be no menopause in heaven. And with that, I don't think there will be any menopause either, if that's such a thing. I think menopause is like a man cold. None of that will be in the afterlife. Imagine an existence without all of those negative things. Your resurrected life will be completely satisfying. Your resurrected life will be completely life-giving. Hope beyond the grave means that we have the certainty of the resurrection, and that can carry us in this life, and it's meant to carry us in this life into the next. So we carry that resurrected hope in our lives as we live our lives. So we have the certainty of the resurrection. We also know from this passage that we have victory over death. Like, death is not the end of the story. We have victory over death. Death is not the end. It's actually just the beginning. And death is scary for everybody. I remember a number of years ago, a friend of mine in his 80s was getting ready to pass. He had been a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ for many years, most of his whole life. And yet he still had some anxiety about what was coming. Because in this life, we walk by faith and not by sight. We put our trust in the risen King and the Savior of the world, believing that when it's all wrapped up here, we have a new beginning up there. But still, my friend was anxious about what was coming. And so we just prayed with him. And as he left this life and entered into the new life, I know that all of that was eliminated. Death is scary for everybody, even for those who believe. There's still uncertainty about what is coming. As one in the Bible said, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." Anybody identify with that? Lord, I believe. Like when we were prepping for today, yesterday, Lord, I believe. Like the clouds will part and it's actually not going to be pouring rain on us. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief, right? I mean, the Lord understands our unbelief. Sometimes our faith is shaky. Sometimes we doubt and sometimes we fear. It's human emotions that we all experience and that we all share, and that's okay. One of the apostles of Jesus is known as Doubting Thomas. He wanted to see for himself. He heard that Jesus had been resurrected from the dead, but he wanted to see for himself. He wanted to see the holes in Jesus' hands and in his side. And he needed to see Jesus in order for him to fully believe. He wanted to see for himself before he believed that Jesus was resurrected and alive. You've ever been there where you just got some doubt and some anxiety about what you're hearing and what you believe about God? That's okay. God is faithful to walk you through that, and he is faithful to show you through to the other side. Another of Jesus' disciples denied knowing Jesus altogether. Peter had a moment of fearful doubt. In fact, he denied three times that he even knew Jesus. In Jesus' most desperate time, Peter denied that he knew him. Another of Jesus' disciples even betrayed Jesus and got him crucified. Listen, don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. He went to his grave with great grief. Go to your grave with great confidence that Jesus is the Lord, that he is your Savior, and that there is life after death. There is victory over death. Please make the decision today to believe in Jesus. Maybe you only come to a church service on Easter or on Christmas, a special service. Maybe that's the only time you come. Can I just invite you to make Jesus a part of your everyday existence? Make the decision today to believe in Jesus. If you believe in Jesus, then you too can have hope beyond the grave. My wife reminded me of this reading last month when we were doing Aunt Lucy's memorial service. Henry Van Dyke wrote this about death. It's called Gone From My Sight. This is what Henry Van Dyke wrote. He said, "I'm standing upon the seashore. A ship at my side spreads her white sails to the moving breeze and starts for the blue ocean. She is an object of beauty and strength. I stand and watch her until at length she hangs like a speck of white cloud, just where the sea and sky come to mingle with each other. Then someone at my side says, "There, she is gone. Gone from my sight." That is all. She is just as large in mast, hull, and spar as she was when she left my side. And she is just as able to bear her load of living freight to her destined port. Her diminished size is in me, it's not in her. And just at the moment when someone says, "There, she is gone," there are other eyes. There are other eyes watching her coming and other voices ready to take up the glad shout. "Here she comes." And for the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, that is dying. There is hope beyond the grave. Hope beyond the grave means the certainty of the resurrection. Hope beyond the grave means there is victory over death. And number three, hope beyond the grave means living in light of this hope. And so don't just have faith for the next life, but have faith for this life, because the benefits of the next life can be, a lot of them can be experienced here in the joy that is available to us as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, the peace and the assurance that is available to us as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, life is still filled with all kinds of difficulties and challenges. I don't know about you, but I've seen way too much death in my life around me for the last couple of years, and I'm over it. I'm ready for a break from that kind of tragedy in our lives. But I know that God has walked with me. He has walked with my family through every devastating loss. He has been faithful. We felt deeply the loss and the pain of losing the people that we've loved so desperately out of our lives. But God has been faithful, and we know, because of the hope beyond the grave, that we will see them again. And we're so excited for that day. And in the meantime, we're gonna keep pointing people to Jesus, keep reminding people that there's hope beyond the grave. And so let's live in light of this hope. This hope actually will cause us to live differently, because when we have this hope, we're reminded that we're not just living for this life, but we're living for this life and eternity. So this hope will actually change our perspective. This hope will actually change our minds about difficulties and tragedies here in this life. In fact, if we have hope, we must live like we have hope. If we have hope, we must allow God to change our minds about the way we are living our lives. This hope compels us to live with steadfastness and purpose, knowing that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. We press on in faithfulness, serving God and others with joy and dedication. Our hope in Christ empowers us to face life's trials with courage and resilience. And that is very possible in Christ. Apart from Christ, it's hard to face life's trials with courage and resilience. But when we have hope beyond the grave, we can face life's trials with courage and resilience, fully feeling the impact of the difficulty, fully experiencing it. As human beings, we will fully experience the difficulties of this life, but we have hope that carries us, that renews us, that restores us. It's like light at the end of the tunnel that reminds us that it's not always going to be hard. It's not always going to be difficult. It's not always going to be painful. There is life because there is hope beyond the grave. And so allow that hope to impact your eternity by becoming a follower and a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then allow that hope, after it transforms your thoughts about eternity, allow that hope to transform your thoughts about today. Sometimes we go through life just so devastated and so broken and so angry and so frustrated. And it's not God's desire that we'd go through life that way. It's God's desire that we would have the joy of the Lord. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so when we choose by faith to have joy in the midst of the trials and difficulties, we find this inner strength that God gives to us. He meets us in our time of need when we turn our attention to Him and choose to have that hope, this hope, in our everyday experiences, in our day-to-day living. Knowing that our labor in the Lord is not in vain, we press on in faithfulness, serving God and others with joy and dedication. That's also very possible when we're filled with the presence of the living God. That joy and dedication is oh so possible. So maybe if you've lost sight of that joy and that dedication as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, can I just bless you and ask the Lord to lift that off of you and ask the Lord to fill your hearts and minds with a renewed sense of joy, a renewed sense of dedication, a renewed sense of a passion for the things of God. Boy, this life is difficult, isn't it? And sometimes if we're not careful, we can allow those difficulties to dull us spiritually, hinder us spiritually. Can I just encourage you, as someone who's experienced that, and also someone who's walked through that, and also as someone who's come out the other side of that, that God is with you. God has not forgotten about you. He absolutely loves you. And even in the midst of the difficulty, the trial, the temptation, the pain, even in the midst of all of that, He has a plan for your life. And so can I encourage you to carry the hope of the resurrection, the hope of the resurrection into your day-to-day lives and say, God, how am I supposed to live my life with this hope of resurrection right now? Like with this loss, with this lack, with this need, with this sickness, with this difficulty in my life. And just allow the Lord to show you and walk by faith day by day, putting one foot in front of another. Our hope in Christ has the power and will empower us to face life's trials with courage and resilience. We know that the suffering of this present age are but a prelude to the glory that awaits us. And as we stand firm in our faith, we bear witness to the transformative power of hope beyond the grave. And so hope beyond the grave is our theme. It's our message. It's our theme and our message because, boy, it's a theme in the message of the whole Bible, the Old and the New Testament. The Bible is pointing us to this hope. The Bible is pointing us to Jesus. The Bible is trying to show us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through Him. So allow that hope beyond the grave to give you that certainty of resurrection, to give you victory over death, and to give you a living hope that you might live in light of this hope in this life and in the next. It would be a tragedy if we didn't live it in this life. It would be a tragedy if we allowed the ways of the world, the challenges and difficulties of the world, to deaden us spiritually and harden our hearts and to dull us in such a way that we lose sight of what God wants to do in the here and now. He wants to do stuff in the here and now in your relationships, in your family, the place where you work, the people that you encounter in your hobbies. God has such great stuff in store for you. So I encourage you to grab hold of Jesus in all of the difficulty and allow Him to walk you through to the end. If you would like to have this hope, I ask you today to make the decision to believe in Jesus. As we wrap up, we're gonna have a prayer team down here in the front ready to pray for you. And if you're here today and you've never been baptized, as has been said, You can get baptized today, even if you didn't plan to get baptized today. Last year, we spontaneously baptized all kinds of people. We have shorts and t-shirts and towels. And as Jeremy said, baptism is a picture of your old life. It's a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, and it's a picture of your death, burial, and resurrection of your new life. And so with that, why don't we go ahead and stand, and I will pray and invite the worship team forward. And again, as we sing these last couple songs, the prayer team will be up front ready to pray with you. And during these last couple songs, if you're ready to get baptized, please make your way over to the baptism tent and we will prepare you to get baptized as we wrap things up. So Jesus, as we wrap up this part of the service, God, we thank you, Lord, for what you are doing, for the hope that is ours beyond the grave. Thank you that we can experience and enjoy that hope even now. And I pray that we experience and enjoy that hope even now, that we would share that hope with our friends and loved ones, and that we would enter into eternity with just amazing peace. So thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, for what you will do. We bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's worship.